Hey y'all. I know it's been a minute, but I want to talk about this real quick. What does it mean to be tortured, right? I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, bruh, it's like 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is like demon time hours, bruh. And I'm sitting here like, bruh, like what does it mean to be tortured, right? Because the idea of being tortured, right? Of like, or I should say, like, in a Christian sense, right, of being tortured or going to hell, right, is if you're constantly being subject to the things you hate most, or you're subject to your fears, or you're subject to just different ways of torture, right? The thing is, though, right, is like, at what point does it become like, does like the human brain just kind of like, well, you're dead, but like still, like, do you, like, I don't understand how that works. Like, because if I'm still me, right? Because I going off the assumption that I have to still be me. Like, I still, like, if I was to go to hell, for example, if I was to still be me and be Isaiah, right? That would mean that I, as a person, I need to have memories of my life as a human being, the life that I lived on Earth, right? And for that means that if I have to have that, if I need that for me to be tortured in the first place, because they had to torture me for the shit that I did when I was on Earth, right? When I was alive. That means that eventually, I'm gonna get desensitized to the things that they're torturing me with, right? Which means either they would have to find new ways to torture me, or I would just forget, right? I would just forget every, or they would like reset, right? I would, like, my body would be reset, my mind would be reset. It's like starting over from when you first came in there, right? Or where you first went to hell, right? For example. But the problem is though, like, is that really torture for you? Is that really torture? Really? Like, just be honest. Like, if you forget what happened, right? If you forget what happened, how are you going to really understand that you're being tortured? Because if they were to go the route that your mind would be reset back to a past mental state where you in memory where you didn't remember that you don't know this is about to happen, so you're starting over every time, right? That's the idea that I'm going with, right? And it's like, well, that can't happen, because then you wouldn't understand that you're being punished, you know, because the whole point of being in hell is that you're being punished for the things you did as when you was alive. So, but eventually, if, say, for instance, one of my fears is I have arachnophobia. I don't like spiders, right? The idea is that if I was to be in hell, would they constantly, like, would they torture me with spiders all the time? Because then, if that's the case, then, like, I'm gonna eventually get used to the spiders and then just be desensitized to the spiders. You know what I mean? Then it's like, okay, more spiders. Cool. I literally, like, this is normal. Like, this is what you're going to do, right? Unless they were to do it like where they do it, they do the spiders, but you never know when the spiders are going to come, so you just kind of like always in fear of when the spiders come next. So you're always what's the word? Reintroducing arachnophobia to yourself. You won't get used to the spiders, because it's not like a they would like that's the only if that's what they would do. Like, I'm curious if that's what they do, right? If hell is real, like if hell and heaven is real, is that what hell does, where they make you not, they make sure that you don't get desensitized to what they're going to torture you with, right? so they don't do it all the time. But then it's like, okay, what do you do with people who don't really have much fears in life? You know what I mean? Like, what do you do with those type of people? What do you do with those people who just don't care? You know what I mean? Like, they just don't care. Like, they just don't care. Like, they literally are mentally fucked to a point where they just do not give a single shit about what type of torture you're going to put onto them, right? You can be like, oh, you can do physical torture. But do you have a body when you're dead? Are they going to give you a physical body so they can physically torture you? Like, is that really necessary? You know what I mean? Like, there's just a lot of questions, right? And I'm just, there's a lot of questions to it. And it's like, in my copium, right, if heaven and hell is real and God is real, right, which I'm still, like, on the fence. I'm not really, like, I'm not atheist, but, like, I'm not, what's the word? I'm not religious. But at the same time, there is either someone or something. I won't say someone. It was something. Some non-human thing is happening in the universe. Whether it be science, whether it be a deity, whether it be multiple deities, we don't know. The point is that Christian mythology, right? It's funny saying that. Christian mythology basically, like, is hell is torturing you. You know? But it's like, what's the point of torturing me if I eventually get desensitized to the point that, to the fact that you're torturing me? You know what I mean? If I just give up giving a shit, if I just stop giving a shit, right? Because I'm human, right? And you have to make me human for that to happen. So, like, what does it mean to be tortured as a dead soul? As a soul that doesn't have a physical body, or that isn't human anymore. How do you torture that, right? Like, that has to be, like, some next level, like, 7D, 8D shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's why I like the idea of reincarnation, because reincarnation is one of those mentalities where energy never gets lost, right? Energy doesn't just go away, and energy isn't created out of nothing, right? You can see that in science all the time. Energy has to go somewhere. So when you die, there is energy inside of you, right? So when you die, that energy goes away. It leaves your body because your body is no longer alive because it died, right? Where does that energy go, right? It has to go somewhere, right? What, now, if you believe in the idea that the energy when you die goes to the earth, right? I can also say that it also goes to the earth, but when it goes to the earth, there's two different energies, right? I'm just going off a headcanon. This is my own personal, like, headcanon that I'm just thinking of randomly. Like, what if there's two different energies, where one energy is the natural energy, right? Mother Nature energy that goes to the earth, that takes care of stuff around a dead body, right? Physically. Right? The physical energy. And then you got the physical energy. Then you got the, soul energy or metaphysical energy or spiritual energy, whatever you want to call it. That energy doesn't just disappear. It has to go somewhere, right? And I think that energy that humans uniquely have should... it will make sense for it to be reincarnated into another animal on the same planet, right? Or a different planet, or just somewhere in the universe. It has to go somewhere, right? I find that idea interesting. That's why I like reincarnation and karma and all that stuff. I like reincarnation because it's just, I feel like it makes sense. Based off all the things that I know about science, about scientific theories and stuff like that, just makes sense. Like, it makes sense that we would reincarnate. You know what I mean? Because, like I said, our energy has to go somewhere. And we have, I think we have two different types of energies, natural energy and spiritual energy. And that spiritual energy has to go somewhere. Right? So, but that's just me, though. I don't know. I'm just ranting about dumb shit. But, yeah. Yeah. What else? I think that's pretty much that. Yeah. I guess I should update you guys about my life. So I'm planning on trying to get another job again. And, yeah, I'm trying to get back out there, you know. I have this bad habit of, I learned about Enneagrams recently, and about how Enneagrams is kind of like a pseudo personality test, and it goes like a number basis, so it's like 1 through 9, I think. And I'm a 5, and 5s, one of the traits of a 5 is that they are very sensitive to social stimuli, right? And when something that they personally, like I will consider myself unrealized. I'm still learning, right? But when an unrealized number 5 goes through something socially that they do not, that they don't like, or they don't enjoy, or something that it's not what they want it to happen exactly, right? Like, their social environment is very, like, we're daydreamers, right? We like to daydream a lot. We like to dream about things. We like to have come up with ideas and stuff like that. That's what we are. It's what we do, right? So, for me, like, one thing I notice is that when I work, right, if it doesn't go as perfectly as I want it to go, I literally, after that, and something happens and I lose the job or whatever, I go back into my hole, my four walls, as my grandma would say, right? I go back to these four walls, and I just kind of like, it's just part of me, right? It's so weird. It's just like something that I just do naturally, right? That I just kind of retreat to my safe space, for lack of a better term, right? I retreat back to a safe space. I just literally come back, and I just don't want to leave the room for a little bit until I feel safe enough to leave and go out socially again, right? Which I'm starting to do now. And I realized that part of that reasoning is because as a kid, my stepmom had this issue with me, right? She fucking hated me, right? And she thought, for some reason, every time I left my room, she would force me to stay in my room, so I couldn't leave the room on my own. I had to literally, like, knock on her door and ask to go use the bathroom. It was dumb as shit. But the bathroom thing didn't last that long, because as I got older, I guess she got more, quote-unquote, reasonable. So she was like, yeah, just go ahead and use the restroom or whatever. She started to care less, basically, right? But when I was younger, that's kind of how it was in middle school and early high school, was like I kind of couldn't do anything, right? Because she was so, in her mind, I think she was so scared of what I could possibly do, instead of actually looking at what I do actually do, right? What do I do? But she didn't care about that. So basically, I'd be like, sometimes she would let me out when it's time to eat, right? And they would be sitting in the living room, me, her, my dad. And after 2010, my little sister, right, would be in the room or in the living room, and then she'd be like, come on out, you know, and I want you to, you know, she'd be like, I want you to come eat with us and, you know, all that stuff, and watch TV with us and stuff, right? That was cool. It was cool. I mean, yeah, of course I would do that, right? I wanted to be with my family. But the problem was that she was so mentally fucked to the point where she found any reason to kick me, to get me right back into the room. She found any reason to get me back into the room, right? And I don't want to shit on my dad, but I'm lucky that my dad was there, but honestly, sometimes I feel like it would have been better if he wasn't, right? Because he didn't help. He didn't help besides, like, financially taking care of us. That's what he's supposed to do. But, like, I'm talking about, like, as a father to a son, right, that you're supposed to care about. It didn't feel like that. He would let this shit happen. He would let her run the home, right? And it just, that is, honestly, it's some bitch shit. I mean, I'm being honest. I don't hate him. I just, that it is what it is. It's some bitch shit. It's some bitch ass nigga shit. It is what it is, right? And I'm sorry, Dad, if you ever listen to this. Facts are the facts, bro. That's just how I feel, honestly. It's how I genuinely feel. You know, you were a bitch that whole time. Like, you were. It is what it is. But the problem is like, that's how I am now, right? And Angela basically kind of, like, conditioned my brain to do that. So when I leave my room, right, and something doesn't go the way that I want it to, I immediately retreat back to the room and I just don't engage with the outside at all, right? I hate engaging because basically my mind has been trying to, like, when I leave, I want it to be perfect because I hate the feeling of it not working out, because when I was young, when something didn't work out when I was in public, it was the worst feeling ever because Angela would be there to ruin my fucking day every time, right? There was no such thing as having a good day, right, when Angela was around, right? So she was the one that it wasn't working all the time, me too. So, like, she was the one doing everything, right? My dad was at work all the time, so, like, you know, but, I don't know, man, I'm just saying, like, that's just how I feel, and how I'm looking at it now, and it's like, it may all make sense, now that I realize that, doing the shit with Angela, dealing with Angela, everything goes back to that, everything goes back to my upbringing, right? Everything always goes back to your upbringing, no matter who you are. I don't care what you think, who you are. I don't care how well you think you are established or mentally okay. Anything you do, everything you do is based off of who taught you, who raised you, right? Yes, there is a level of nature to it, but I personally think it's like nurture is more relevant than nature is, because okay, I'll say this, nature will give you, will basically tell you how you, well, not tell you, but like nature, how do I explain this? Nurture is basically like your environment, and you in your environment, yes, it's your environment, right? Who raised you, who taught you how to do certain things in life, this and that, yada yada. Nurture, however, is your personality and how you react to certain things. That's basically what I'm trying to say. It's how you react to things and how you deal with the issues that the environment has thrust upon you, right? Because some people, when they go through a certain thing, you know, everybody deals with it differently. Everybody responds to it differently. So, for example, if some random dude was to take my place, you know, when I was young, they probably would have done something different. Some of them probably would have lashed out. Some of them probably would have fought Angela, you know. Some of them probably would have, you know, decided to go up and shoot up a school. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, right? And that's your nerd nature, right? That's something that's like a nature thing, right? The shoot up at school part is more of like a outward expression of anger that was given a outlet
of guns and public places. That is not, like, I'm not saying that the shooting part is what is the reaction. I'm saying that the outwardly, the public show of anger, basically, that's the part that is the reaction, right? So, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's just like, man, like, I just don't. I'm trying to figure out what to do, man. I'm doing this YouTube stuff, and, you know, I'm on Kick now, you know, kick.com/Isaiah_Senku.
Check me out if you want.
But, yeah, I'm trying to figure it out, man. I gotta go back out there, though. I need to make more money. I just need to make money in general so I can take care of myself and do what I need to do. But I've been lucky, you know. I've been real lucky that my family cares about me as much as they do. And I feel like it's misplaced. Like, I feel like I can't really repay that back as much as I want to, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. I just kind of gotta, like, at some point, I gotta force myself to be uncomfortable, you know. I gotta force myself to not be comfortable in social situations. Just let it happen. Go right back out there and keep trying, right? Because I know if I was to stay out there and keep trying, I would have a lot of fun and a lot of connections and a lot of things would help me out a lot. Life would be so much easier. It was, like, before COVID, bro, I was out there publicly talking to people, doing things, right? I was having fun, man. Fuck. And then it all just came crashing down. I was forced to stay in the house. I was working. It was just ass, man. It was fucking horrible, dude. So, just sucks, man. It just honestly sucks that that COVID should happen. So, because now I'm just, like, sitting here in my room, man. Like, I think it just triggered something in my head when COVID happened. You know, just triggered something, just fucked with me. You know, so now I'm just, like, stuck in my room, being a fucking idiot, playing games, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing anything with my life. I still gotta upload this skit and stuff, but I know all the shit I gotta do, I just don't fucking do them, man. It's just, and then I'm, like, trying to not masturbate on top of that, and that shit's hard, because I failed tonight. It pisses me off, man. I can't believe I failed, but this shit is just addicting, man. I'm trying, man. Well, if y'all are reading this years later, or not reading this, listening or watching or whatever, years later, I hope y'all are having a good time. Hope you're enjoying yourself. I hope you're, like, genuinely doing the things that you wanted to do since you were a kid, you know, like, enjoying yourself, having fun, and just succeeding at life, you know. That's what I want for people, man. I love seeing people succeed, bro. I really do. I want to see myself succeed, but it's so much easier to watch other people succeed. It's so much easier to help other people succeed than to help myself. And that's sad, but it is what it is, you know? Anyway, yeah, I love you all. Stay wise, stay awesome. Don't forget to love yourself and love others, okay? Please, man, I'm sick and tired of this back and forth between one side of dumbass Americans and the other side of dumbass Americans who are only dumb because the government won't let them be smart. Or I should say, like, corporate companies won't let them be smart because that's less money. You know. No, man.
America is just fucked, dude. I don't know. That's how it feels. One day it will get fixed. One day it'll get fixed. I promise that. It will get fixed. It's going to take some time and effort and money and all that stuff, you know. Connections. It's all about drive, all about power. We say hungry, we devour. As The Rock made a song about you, Hawaii or some shit. I'll see you guys later. All right.